Hey, everybody, this is Edge of Wonder with Ben and Rob. We're your hosts from Rise.TV, bringing you the answers to everything you wonder about.
And right now, it looks like everyone is wondering about September 24th, and that's because the German legislator mentioned September 24th being significant, and now the internet is buzzing with, of course, conspiracy theories. But we found a connection that could explain why the end of September is referenced a lot.
We've also been researching psychological operations for a long time, it's safe to say. And have you ever noticed how certain events are hyped up to engage people and then the media makes them look crazy? What important context is missing from the rumors that have people fearing the end of the world yet again?
Well, join us tonight as we debunk the media's assumptions, uncover the true methodology of psyops, and reveal the strange facts that we found. Plus, you won't want to miss the best part of the show where we will talk about psyop events that really did happen, such as like the Boston bombing marathon. So let's get started and we'll see you guys out
on the edge. Hey, everybody, before we start, are you listening to Edge of Wonder on podcast? If you are, leave us a 5-star rating and review because it's going to help us reach even more people since the podcast algorithm largely goes by reviews given by all y'all's people. So if you can, give us a 5-star review. Thank you. Well, Ben, how are you?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm great. Not as worried as other people about this thing. How about you?
Yeah, I'm actually not at all. And, you know, after really looking into a lot of this, because I know, man, I was actually getting a lot of messages like, should I travel? Should I do this? And I'm like, don't change your plans just because some dude says.
No, Ben's like, go have the end of the world with whatever friend you were going to visit.
Yeah, yeah. And actually, we're, you know, around September, well, at least what I've found from 2012 on, around this time, almost every year, there's been somebody saying that at the September of X year, this is going to happen. And so far, not much has happened. But even you know, we're going to get into a little bit of this. Like even NASA came out in 2000, well, a few times and said potential warnings about asteroids or whatever, but we'll get into. But first, okay, let's show the original message of this German guy. And this is actually, there's English subtitles in this, and this is what everyone was freaking out about because of what this dude was saying.
Dieser 24. September 2022 wird uns allen als ein Tag im Gedächtnis bleiben, von dem wir später einmal sagen werden.
He said, in September 22nd, will remain in our memory.
Als ich die erste Nachricht vom Krieg
in der Ukraine gehört,
September 24th.
Yeah, September 24th, yeah. So he's talking about the Ukraine war here. And he's like, our thoughts in these minutes apply within any restriction to the Ukrainian people. And everyone clap.
He's wearing a mask. That's funny.
I don't know who that guy is, but yeah, he's wearing
right
a
there,
mask.
The mask just shows us that this entire conference was, you know, basically not credible.
Now, honestly, after seeing this and how he's solely talking about Ukraine and the Ukrainian war with, well, the Russian, you know, invaded Ukraine on February 24th, 2022. I actually believe the mainstream media in this part where he made a mistake and he said September, but he was referring to February. After watching it myself, I'm kind of like, yeah, I'm not really buying this, you know, what everyone is like freaking out about.
I mean, okay, here's the thing. I generally, just so you know, I kind of agree with you, Ben. But what's strange about this is it could have been any month that he screwed up on, and he screwed up on specifically September 24th. And there is a gigantic list of things that we're going to go over that happened in movies, all separate from one another, on September 24th. And that itself is like, was it predictive programming is the question I think people have. Like, even if it was a mistake, like, obviously, according to how the mainstream media and everyone's going to look at it, of course, that's a mistake. He made an honest mistake in, you know, in that speech that he was giving. But the question really is, was it an honest mistake? And did he do that on purpose? Because, you know, there's people that might argue that sometimes these people do these things on purpose just to get the date out there and all of these things. So, but I agree with you. There's no point in trying to derive evidence out of that particular speech. We have to look at everything else. So let's at some point, you know, let's go through all of that.
Yeah. And the mainstream media is attacking anybody that's talking about this and relating it to all of this, like, you know, conspiracy.
And that's really important for a lot of reasons, because a lot of people out there do not have a good understanding of psychological operations.
It's true.
Psychological operations have been,
well, people who are not fully awake, we should say, you know.
Well, no, I disagree.
Really?
I disagree. I think people that are fully awake are being fooled constantly by psychological and political operations.
I can kind of see where you're going with this.
What I'm saying is, if we were, I think more people should study how psychological operations have worked in history and how different regimes have used and ran psychological operations so that people can discern better. Because we're talking about this stuff happening during the Nazi Germany. The communists are experts at this. China is running these all the time. You know, there are some that claim that Russia is running those right now against the right wing of our United States of America, and that a lot of people are falling for it because they don't understand things like Operation Trust and some of these other things. So when someone comes out, or there's all of these things that we're about to tell you, you do need to use discernment whether or not they're trying to get a lot of people talking about this to make them look stupid so that people stop looking at these things entirely, and they can do more things under the radar. I mean, this is what the satanic panic in the 80s was all about.
And that's like a whole other angle to the PSYOP. Did he actually say September on purpose, knowing that people are going to go crazy about this, and then they can attack them later? You know, because then it's like, oh, look at all these conspiracy theorists talking about September 24th because it's like based what this guy said. And, you know, and it's like it gives the mainstream media another excuse to attack everybody who falls into that category. And it's like, you know, so like, for example, 9/11, that's the insane part. This is just one example. You can find so many references to 9/11 right before 9/11 happened. Another one is Neo in the original Matrix. His passport expires on 9/11/2001. And, you know, then there's all these references in Time Magazine. Someone had a watch. In fact, I think it was Rockefeller that wore a watch that had the time 9/11 on it, actually. And there's like things like this, you know, you start seeing this. There's a lot 9/11. There's so many references to movies prior to when it actually, you know, when it took place. People didn't realize it until afterwards. And then all this stuff started showing up like, wait a minute, this is really, really, really weird because all these things are referencing 9/11. So, you know, and then it's like,
Mr. Anderson,
is this random? Did some people know? I mean, the same thing happened with Batman and the Sandy Hook shooting. They have a map and it was like a shooting that was taking place in Batman and in Dark Knight Rises. And it says Sandy Hook on it. And then that's like where it took place, you know?
One of the biggest, I mean, everybody knows this. Some of the biggest operations, psychological or otherwise, that have been that have been kind of worked into our history have been the wars that we've all fought and been through. And of course, I'm not talking about myself here. I'm talking about us as a people. And you know, the point somebody made here, Irish Lion 725 said the US is doing it also. Here's the thing. Anyone who's a part of an entity that is trying to control things with the tentacles of those of the cabal is running psychological operations.
Yeah, all of them.
The people that are not running psychological operations are those usually on the good side that don't need to, because they're getting attacked. Look at what Patton did in the war. Everyone was terrified of Patton during World War II. And the reason was he was a no-nonsense, brilliant guy, got everything that they were doing and just like ran them over. And so they're usually afraid of guys that aren't, you know, being bought off, being bribed, that aren't. I mean, look at it. Like even Ben, like, did you know all the write-offs that just happened with those loans for all of those politicians? The politicians didn't have to pay back all of those loans. That is a form, potentially a form of bribery. Like, we need to be on our toes about that, because if people are accepting relief from loans that are that size, $3 million, whatever it is, you look at the full list of politicians that received those, that is a form of being paid to 100%. Do something, potentially.
100%. Yep. 100%.
Like, we don't know for sure, but at least like peripherally in our thinking, we need to be looking at it that way, because why else would that be done? Why else?
Yeah.
I mean, get in the game and you don't have to pay this off. That's how they control everything.
Exactly. And okay, so I was kind of, you know, trying to find more of an official definition of what a PSYOP is. I mean, basically it stands for psychological operations. And so the purpose of these is to influence emotions, motives, and behaviors of
and agendas.
Yeah. Groups, organizations, or enemies. So, you know, and these can be planned, coordinated, but basically they're designed to target people's vulnerabilities and to influence them in a certain way. Basically, they're used to get people to do things or stop doing things, one or the other. You know, and the media plays a big role into how that PSYOP is being pushed. And, you know, but actually there are positive PSYOPs. You know, it's like when we talk about PSYOPs, they don't necessarily need to be negative. It kind of depends on the purpose and who's carrying them out and who's what, like the overall aspect of what their mission is. So like, for example, during Operation Desert Storm, the coalition could have just went in and just like, you know, took over everything and had a massive war. Instead, they actually just dropped leaflets all over Iraq saying that their forces already surrendered and they have most of their missiles now because the forces surrendered. And then they had all these images of Iraqi prisoners being treated well and eating bananas. And I guess bananas is like kind of like some kind of delicacy over in Iraq because they're not very common to get. So they're only like really wealthy people eat bananas. And then because of that, all of these people just surrendered because they were like, oh, there's no point in fighting. Like, half of our troops already surrendered, so we're going to surrender as well. And they were looking for bananas because they were hoping to get bananas. But it actually avoided millions of dollars of like infrastructure being destroyed, and it actually saved a bunch of lives. So this is like one example and one tactic in a positive way how you could use PSYOPs in warfare without resorting to you know, death and destruction, basically. But unfortunately, most of the stuff that we see in the US are the negative ones designed to install fear.
The US too. It's like, we're, I mean, all over the, I mean, the, you know, depends on how you look at it, but the climate change could be a big psychological operation.
That actually is. I mean, you don't see any of these companies talking about chemtrails, right? And it's like,
it's literally using data against us to provide a narrative that makes you think things are one way, but not giving you the full picture.
Exactly.
I mean,
yeah, And you know, I like in South Florida last week, I got an alert on my phone that said that they're going to be spraying like a mosquito spray thing via plane in certain areas of where I am. And it said like, maybe like, you know, just as a warning, you might not want to like be outside for the next hour or something like that, you know? And I'm like, can they just do that?
Yeah, can
is that legal? Like, that's what the chemtrails are doing, you know? And then sure enough, it's like, you know, you can see a plane going over and it's like, that's, I don't know how I feel about that.
Right.
I mean, I guess it's they're good that they're controlling the mosquito population, but is that really what it is, you know? Or is this like literally some kind of psyop to like spray the vaccine or something?
Okay, Ben, so this September 24th stuff seems like a lot of predictive programming if we're seeing so many similar numbers in pop culture over and over. But why do people think predictions like this might come true? Well, did you know that there have been tons of events predicted by Nostradamus, Leo Bowen, and others throughout history that may or may not have come true? And we actually did a whole Edge of Wonder series about it. We're about to play a trailer on prophecies, so check this out. It's only on Rise.tv.
John, Nostradamus, Confucius, the Mayans, Aztec, and Hopi. What's something that the divine, enlightened, and ancient all have in common? What did they see and predict during their time here on Earth? When they saw visions of the end of days. Were the pictures they were given simply glimpses of the future or warnings of impending doom? Well, since history does repeat itself, let's take a look today and let's find out what predictions, dreams, and visions have come true, especially ones made eons ago. And in these days, do we see moral lessons we all need to pay a little more attention to? Or will we just hastily shrug them off as a few more amazing coincidences? Don't miss this exhilarating three-part series on Edge of Wonder. Prophecies and the End Times.
Well, so, hey, yeah. Are you listening to Edge of Wonder on podcast? If you are, make sure you leave us a 5-star rating and review. It's going to help us reach even more people since the podcast algorithm largely goes by reviews given by you all. Sorry, Ben, I didn't mean to interrupt you. Go for it.
Oh, no, I forgot. You know, we have to.
Got to tell people about that podcast.
Podcast is not in our
peripheral. DNA.
Yeah, so we have to like remind ourselves, yes, that's right. It's like the German guy speaking. I'm like, wait a minute, anyone listening to podcasts right now will have no idea what this guy is saying. So I should read this. So yeah, anyway, but going back to the prophecies, this what Lindsay just played, the trailer. Seriously, this has been, here's the shrugging guy. This has been serious, one of my favorite series that we've done. And I think one of the, okay, so the reason why this plays into September 24th, so if you guys don't know what today is, today is September 22nd. Today is the actual fall equinox. That's why a lot of references in history talk about the end of September, because it is the equinox. So it can take place anywhere from the 22nd to the 24th, which is why we hear different references throughout history and different references in pop culture, because it really comes back to this day. Knowing that, I'm starting to think like, I don't think it's that weird anymore. However, one of the weirdest things that we found, and it was a reference that many people and a lot of like kind of these weird fanatic, like the really weird fanatic kind of, I'm saying quote unquote Christians, because I don't know if I would necessarily call them that, because it's almost like that might be a psyop in itself. But a lot of people thought the world was going to end on September 23rd, 2017. And we get into this. And the reason why is because that is the historical moment in the Bible prophecies and Revelation about the Virgin, it's saying the Virgin with the sun being in the center and the moon is at her feet and everything. Well, this was the exact constellation that happened in Virgo. The sun was in the center, and it was saying that the king, the moon was under the feet of the Virgo's feet, and it was saying the king is at her crown, which is the planet Jupiter. So this was, and then Leo, I'm sorry. Yeah, Leo is above her. And this is like written out exactly in the Bible, this exact moment in this constellation. And it was referencing September 23rd, 2017. So well, when people started,
could point to why they view this as so important, but we should go over that list then and tell everybody, like, let's read through the list right now, because that actually is what's weird. It's not the German chancellor that's weird. It's the list of movies, music videos, and people that have referenced this, these dates. We don't know why. Like, what is it? And I actually have a theory on it. But
you do? Okay. Yeah. Well, yeah, and I think that, the other aspect to this is that sometimes, well, in pagan cultures, this is the witch's Thanksgiving. Is this time, and this time is also kind of a satanic holiday feast festival or something like that, they call it, that I was looking up, you know. I mean, but I mean, in the satanic world, everything is reversed, right? I mean, like, the way they celebrate Christmas is weird, and actually, Christmas is, in the satanic world, Christmas means more to them than Halloween, and which is strange. And, you know, we actually went into this in our Christmas episode, which was actually, we kept it light, but it was pretty dark. And I was pretty blown away by how dark it was getting and really what, you know, how they twisted and warped Jesus's birthday, which really seems to be in the spring. And then they changed it to Nimrod's birthday, which is actually December 25th. So for the occult, it's like they're not celebrating Jesus's birthday. They're celebrating Nimrod's. And then to them, it's like, oh, well, everyone's celebrating Jesus, but not really. You guys have been fooled and we're celebrating, you know, the what they believe is like the true coming of Christ, I guess, with this Nimrod thing. And it was crazy. Anyway, Rob, yeah, why don't we get into a little bit of these, though? And honestly, when I was looking into these today, I found that some of them were a little bit more of a stretch. Some of them were a little bit debunked, and some of them were right on. So we'll get into the ones that...
So do you want to just go back and forth one at a time? I'll read one, you read one?
Yeah, sure, sure.
We'll get through the list, and then we can talk about some of them. Yeah?
Yeah, or we... Well, actually, okay, yeah. Start with the first one, because the first one, actually, I found... wasn't exactly true.
Okay, so TV Third Rock from the Sun, a meteor is scheduled to hit the planet in September of 2015. It actually doesn't say September, just says 2015.
It does, and we can play that part right here.
Listen.
And yet everyone on the planet gets all worked up about these pointless little behaviors, blissfully unaware of the great vaporizing meteor due in 2015. Which obviously doesn't exist because I'm kidding.
So this list was being spread everywhere online. And that's where I was kind of like, well, you know, people are sharing it without really looking into it. So I was trying to look into some of these, and yeah, they're not exact. Like, some of them are right on. Like I said, some of them are not quite. And the next one is the Big Bang Theory. And supposedly they're saying an asteroid will strike September 23rd. Lindsay, yeah, you don't have to necessarily play the video, but show the video. What happened with this is that, I don't watch the show that much. I forget what's the main character's name? Oh my gosh.
Sheldon.
Sheldon. Yes. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm going to say Dorcas Maximus.
But, yeah. I mean, I've seen a few of these, and actually I think it's pretty good. So no, scroll up, Lindsay. See behind him on the board, it says asteroid strike. Well, people are like breaking this down and doing the math, and they're like, the math doesn't add up. And then Septis is, I think it's like Septis or something is next to him. And they're like, oh, it looks like September, but it's not. And actually, they're not really talking about this. And it's kind of more of a probability of an asteroid strike, not when it's going to happen or a specific date. And I'm not really sure where anyone got September 23rd from.
Yeah, these are bad things that could happen to Sheldon. Like he's calculating all of these bad things.
Exactly. So I don't know. To me, like the guy in this video, this is not the video of the show. This is a guy breaking down of why he came to this conclusion, and he's doing the math, and he's like, the math is wrong here. And I'm like, dude, honestly, it's probably some prop guy that was just writing stuff on the board just for the show. You know, they might have, they probably weren't looking at this as like real mathematical equation. So it's like, I think that one's a little bit of a stretch myself, but you know, maybe not. Okay.
All right. So number three, the movie Volcano, September 23rd, next to the cross in the movie, an asteroid hits the Earth on September 23rd.
I tried to find the reference in this one, but I couldn't really directly find it. Everyone's talking about it, but without, like, I would have to kind of watch the movie. So I kind of assume that's probably right. But I couldn't find a direct answer on that one. The next one is, and I've never even heard of this movie, Seeking a Friend for the End of the World.
I've heard of this.
You have? Okay. Mm-hmm. I think because I'm just, I just was like, not really. I'm kind of weird about comedies. It's a comedy. But supposedly an asteroid strike between September 22nd and 23rd. So I was trying to find reference to that, but I couldn't really find it directly.
All right. Number five, the movie Julia and Julia, September 23rd, a meteor striking the Earth. And that is apparently true.
That is true. And I did find, and I looked up the script, and it actually does even a countdown to September 23rd throughout the movie. They're like, they have 30 days, and then it's like 11 days left, and it's like October or August, or I'm sorry, it was like 21 days or something, and it's like the end of August, and then it kind of goes into it or something. So yeah, so that one I couldn't, I thought that was pretty interesting.
Number six.
Okay. We have Deep Impact starring Morgan Freeman, and he says an asteroid. I don't, but the interesting thing is that they keep talking about an asteroid strike happening. Again, I just want to, like, without freaking people out, I do not think an asteroid is going to happen tomorrow. Like, it's not gonna, but I couldn't find the reference, but I thought what he says here is worth playing, because you don't hear this kind of stuff in movies anymore. And Lindsay, can you play this? Because this was very inspiring. And I'm like, wow, this is actually really awesome that they have this in the movie. And like, okay, hold on. To kind of set up the scene so we don't play the whole thing. It's like the asteroid is coming. Everyone knows. And they can only save a certain amount of people right now. So it's like they're building this underground bunker, which they can have a million people. And so they're doing a lottery. And supposedly one of the lottery numbers is 923, also September 23rd. And so he has to address the nation that not everybody is going to make it because they have to do this lottery. But then he says this after that. So play it.
I believe in God. I know a lot of you don't, but I still want to offer a prayer for our survival, mine included, because I believe that God, whomever you hold that to be, hears all prayers, even if sometimes the answer is no. So may the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you. May the Lord lift up his divine countenance upon you and give you peace.
It's a nice little prayer for the end of the world.
And he's the president of the United States, for those of you who haven't seen the movie.
All right, so number seven.
Pretty good. I like that anyway.
Was Evan Almighty, okay? And that's starring Steve Carell. And the date of the flood is supposedly September 22nd.
The flood.
A flood? Rolling out.
The flood. This has been the hottest, driest summer on record. You say we're going to have a flood. When might we expect this?
September 22nd, midday.
Oh, I believe this movie. John Goodman's told. In it.
Why'd I ask who told you?
It's like a personal policy of mine. If John Goodman's in a movie, it's good.
John Goodman is a great actor.
He's a scary good actor, actually.
Yeah, he really is a good actor. Yeah, it's cool.
I don't watch those types of movies, Lindsay.
What kind of movies?
She said Monsters, Inc., because I think he was in that, right?
Yeah. He was in Monsters, Inc. Yeah. That is true. He was. Was Billy Crystal in that movie, too? I can't remember.
You two would know.
I saw the first one. It's been a while, but I did see the first one.
Okay, yeah. Go ahead. So next, Ben.
All right. Now, like I said, I wasn't able to check every single one of these, but knowing this is with
what's his name? Nicolas Cage.
Nicolas Cage, and this is about the solar flare that actually happens in the movie, and the date of it is September 22nd and 23rd is when it actually takes place. Now, I'm pretty sure it is in the movie. I watched different scenes and I couldn't get the exact date, but I'm pretty sure that that's actually when it happened. And some of these, I was trying to find the original scripts too. So some scripts are online, some weren't, but I'm pretty sure that one is in September of the fall equinox again. So,
okay. Number nine, the movie, The Little Shop of Horrors, September 23rd, an event that will encounter a deadly threat to humans' existence. And then there's a little quote here. Should I read this?
So this quote is from the video. Actual movie itself. I found the original script.
Okay, so on the 23rd day of the month of September, in an early year of a decade not too long before our own, the human race suddenly encountered a deadly threat to its very existence. And this terrifying enemy surfaced, as such enemies often do, in the seemingly most innocent and unlikely of places, the White House. Joe Biden.
That was pretty funny, actually. So the next one is Tomorrowland, and again, disaster strikes on September 23rd. And I don't know why. Like, again, you know, I mean, obviously, if we they're just somebody is like finding these movies that are happening around this date. I'm sure we could find other movies that happen around another date. So, you know, it is kind of weird, though. But then again, it's like, you know, the whole thing about the Bible being in September, which kind of makes me wonder if writers are aware of these things and kind of write it in this way, not necessarily like some kind of insider occult knowledge that they have. It's just like, oh, okay, you know, this sounds like a good date to do this in September because it's like the equinox and what's kind of in the Bible, especially any movie that came out prior to 2017. So, All right. This next one, I looked everywhere for this next one without watching the episode again. I wasn't really even sure what this was referencing, but go ahead, Rob.
Oh, I think it's your... Oh, it is my turn. TV NCIS, The Last Man Standing was the episode. Do they know 923? No. First aired September 23rd, 2008.
So... that's supposedly in the script. There's like a dialogue where someone's like, do you know 923? And then the other person's like, no. And that's what I was trying to find. I was trying to find the script and figuring out what was going on in that dialogue. But the weird thing is that that show did air on September 23rd. So that's weird in itself.
Okay. Why is there this Simpsons episode between 11 and 12 here?
Well, because I wanted to put this higher. So these were already numbered by somebody else, and that's why I'm just kind of throwing this one in there. But let's do the Simpsons one, because this is kind of crazy.
Okay, go ahead.
It means without the rule of law, anarchy, the end of civilization, coming soon to an America near you.
America and like, collapse. We're as powerful as ancient Rome.
Homer, meet the Springfield Preppers. What would you do in the case of an EMP?
Electromagnetic pulse.
I feel like they're making fun of
a burst of radiation that like knocks out every electrical system in the country.
Pending doom.
What you reading, Dad?
Honey, everything's fine. There's nothing to worry about.
When things go south, the sheeple will clean out every supermarket in town.
Sheeple.
Typical sheeple.
This is great.
So far from our post-apocalyptic movie marathon.
Guys who call themselves preacher or deacon are very bad. Water is money, unless gasoline is money. And even though lots of things are razor sharp, no one ever shaves.
Hollywood has taught you well, my son.
There it is, Homer. The Springfield Prepper's top secret bug.
This is like, these are like scenes cut from one show.
During the world.
Homer, we all know America's collapse is about 3 months away.
6 weeks at most.
There's always one alarmist. Anyway, when the four horsemen ride, we want you and your collaterals right here with us.
And all our supplies behind a fake wall. See? These are our bug-out bags. In here is everything we need to survive.
Survive what?
Glooming kablooey.
It's reassuring to see you're aware of the future, but this is all a little creepy.
Creepy? March, the apocalypse is coming. Maybe not tomorrow, maybe never. But it's coming. And soon.
The interesting thing is that this show is... I thought they referenced it sooner than that. Sorry. But this episode is season 24, episode 9. So it's kind
Whoa.
Of. Yeah. I mean, there's no coincidence that they chose like an Armageddon episode on, you know, that. And because this is Simpsons, to me, this is probably the weirdest one out of all of them.
Okay. I'm with you on that. All right. Well, you guys, we are going to watch another trailer here. So tonight's live show, like we said, is all about psychological operations. And you know what else is a psyop? The programming that's put into our children's TV shows, including hidden sexual references and subliminal messaging. So we uncovered so many examples in our War on Children series that it's only on Rise TV. So check out this trailer. It's all about it. There's a war on children. And its weapon is right in your own home.
In this critical series from Edge of Wonder, we expose the astonishing truth about how children are being programmed and groomed with hidden sexual content and subliminal messages.
Did you know that today's children's programming is full of sex and sexual themes?
From erotic animation in Disney classics to behavior manipulation in modern Pixar, from Nickelodeon and Cartoon Network's questionable themes to media, movies, and more. This is a bigger pattern of hidden nudity, sexual innuendos in cartoons, and normalization of pedophilia that can't be ignored.
After this video, you'll see why it's a spiritual battle for our children's morality and why we think parents should have all the facts to make the ultimate choices for their own kids.
This is War on Children.
Are you listening to the Edge of Wonder podcast? If you are, please leave us a 5-star rating and review. It's going to help us reach even more people since the podcast algorithm needs it. Thank you.
Thank you for listening and thank you for watching. So what we just saw was the our War on Children series, and you can find that on Rise TV, where we just dived into all kinds of shows. I mean, the first one's a little bit more focused on Disney, but it's like, it's mind blowing how almost nearly every Disney episode you can find some kind of insane, crazy reference. And again, this is like all part of this like MK Ultra programming, you know, I mean, it doesn't seem like it, but, and, you know, maybe it's like just jokes someone throwing in here and there, but when you start really lining all of these up and how it's in almost every single Disney movie and show, it's just, it gets really weird. And then it gets even more bizarre with some of the stuff that we're finding related to you know, some of the kid actors, child actors that were part of Disney and what happened to them as they grew up. Like almost all of them are just like drug addicts and have stories of like sexual abuse and all this stuff. So
it's, okay, well, number 12, the people were actually asking for this, the movie 23. Jim Carrey mentions the date September 23rd as the day that hell arrives.
I've never heard of this movie.
Oh yeah, I've heard of it. I just never saw it.
What is the? I was like kind of looking this up, you know, and then I was like, okay, yeah. I mean, the movie is called 23, and that's what the whole thing is about. But it's like,
yeah,
what? Like what? What role? Who is he? What? I'm surprised that I've never heard of this movie before, though.
Yeah.
But anyway, all right.
All right, yeah, number 13.
Kind of crazy. Number 13 is, well, the next one that we have, technically, I guess, 14 now. But it's Sleepy Hollow, of course, with Johnny Depp. And then, of course, he played in the movie. What was that one with, what am I thinking of? Is it Gates of Hell? Or?
Oh, the Ninth Gate, bro.
Ninth Gate! Yeah, I mean, of course, that movie doesn't have the reference to 23rd, but it's just kind of weird. But yeah, on the 23rd, a new dimension is opened, you know, and of course, okay, I'm glad there's not, at least not an asteroid. It's just a kind of a portal to hell, it seems like, on the 23rd. But then that's also one of these things. And dude, it makes me wonder if like CERN... I gotta look and see if CERN was operating around this time at any point in the last like couple. Like,
I know,
because I actually don't know that. I would love to know that.
Okay, number 14, the movie Ghostbusters: The Evil is released on September
23rd. Mm-hmm. That is.
They're here to save the world, the Ghostbusters. Go ahead, yeah. Ben, number 15.
And then we have The End. This is The End with Seth Rogen. Another movie I actually haven't seen.
I saw that.
You did?
Yeah.
Okay. So I guess crazy. A paparazzi video recorder says a date, 9/23, the rapture happens during that time. So.
And number 16, the movie called Pandemic hits the East Coast on 9/23. How do you like that?
Yeah, it's pretty weird. Like that seems like it was planned. I mean, especially when movie companies know ahead of time when a movie is going to come out. So that's just kind of weird. Yeah. I another movie I've never really heard of or seen, honestly. I mean, I've heard of it, but I didn't see it or anything. So the movie Labyrinth, with
old movie
with David Bowie. Yeah, so the evil consumes the world on 9/23 again. And again, I think a lot of this is references to the fall equinox. And now, actually, one thing we didn't mention about the fall equinox, because we didn't get into the history about it, that's also the time, if you're in Mexico around Chichen Itza, that's when you can see this.
Watch your mouth, Ben. There's kids watching.
Okay. Chicken pizza. So that's when you can see the snake going up on the pyramid, on the steps. It's like where you stand in a certain place,
yes,
and yeah, you can actually see it. It's pretty amazing that they figured out, and it happens at every equinox and solstice. So it will happen today, and then it will happen in the winter solstice. And so it's pretty fascinating. Just how skilled they were. I mean, like, there's no way we probably couldn't even do that with computers today, let alone like the Mayans doing it like thousands of years ago. I think Lindsay's going to show a photo here. So that's the photo, the the shadow on the steps there, that's what it, the snake going up. And then the other aspect of that, which I was there and I heard it, if you stand, you have to stand at a very specific spot. And then when you can clap and it will echo throughout the whole area. But if you like just go like a foot beyond that, it won't echo. It's really fascinating how it works because it goes through like the temple above when you clap. It's insane. I don't know if you've ever heard of that, but if you can look it up and you can see people doing it online, it's pretty interesting. We had a guy do it and I couldn't believe it when he did it. It was really loud and it just echoes. And then you stand a little bit further away and it doesn't do it. So interesting stuff. All right. Where are we?
Number 18.
You're up, all right?
Okay.
I don't know.
The movie Lost, a plane crashes on a remote island on September 22nd.
At least it's not a global thing. Mm-hmm. Movie Castaways. Well, actually, it's just Castaway, right? I don't know why.
Yeah,
it's just Castaway starring Tom Hanks. So I guess the driver's license of a dead pilot says 923 as well.
And of course, it wouldn't be an Edge of Wonder show if we didn't mention something close to nachos. So there's a Taco Bell commercial where escaping a concentration camp happened on 9/23. I don't get this, but whatever.
Well, because, Taco Bell has all those Illuminati commercials. Mm-hmm. You remember, so it's just like that. That's part of it. I didn't have time to, I was trying to find a lot of these, but that was one of the ones that I didn't have time to find. But maybe Lindsay, if you have time, you can kind of look into that. Same thing. There's a Guinness beer commercial and it says, if you keep an open mind, you'll discover dark secrets. And I guess the stopwatch, like in this commercial, stops at 9:23. So.
All right. Well, back to a movie, Gone Girl, which was a crazy movie. September 23rd is used twice depicting the date of the disappearance.
It is really, really weird that all this is connected to this. Okay. Florence and the Machine. This is another movie. I'm not that familiar with it, but there's a quote.
Yeah, it's a band.
Yeah, there's a quote that says, we will drag bodies to the ground, and then a watch stops at 9:23 as well.
Okay. A video called 23. The 9:23 is actually in the video 9 times. I'm not sure what this video is, though.
That was one of the ones I wasn't really 100% sure either. So now,
if you guys know, tell us.
Yeah. Now, Rihanna... I guess in one of her videos, she called 7-Eleven, like the date, not 7-Eleven store, like July 11th on the Jewish calendar is 9/24. And then also in her latest video, 9/23 is on license plates in her video too on the cars. So it's kind of crazy. I don't know. There's right, all these 9/23 reference everywhere.
And there are other videos. So the video of the Black Eyed Peas, the calendar of the month of someday with the 23rd of September.
Mm-hmm. And then Tainted. Yeah,
we don't have images for these, you guys. So we're just kind of explaining them for those of you who are watching on video.
Yeah. And the video Tainted Love, an asteroid hits Earth, and then they show the horoscope with the date 9/23 as well. So these are all like things that are happening in these like music videos. So it's just crazy. And then there's a couple of these. There's a lot, actually quite a few music videos with references to 9/23.
Yeah, like Drake's album Nothing Was the Same was released on 9/23 with pics of shirts with hint. With this on it, actually.
Yeah, and like Israel Vibrations it's a song by this band. I don't actually know this band very well either. And again, September 24th this time is mentioned a lot. So
Okay, so you remember, I don't know if you guys remember this show that was like popular at the, maybe it was like 2008 or 2009 actually even. It was called Heroes, and they had a reboot of the show. It was called TV, it was called Heroes Reborn. The persecution of the church began on 9/23 in that.
And then Resident Evil, the Resident
Residency,
Evil.
Resident yeah. Evil, yeah.
Yeah, the video game, the invasion of the zombies begins
9/23.
Yeah, that's...
Okay, and then this one is weird. The Illuminati card game has three cards, including the asteroid card, with 9/23 on it nine times.
That, to me, is one of the weirdest ones out of all of this because of that exact thing.
I'll explain it. Yeah. So the last one, Ben, is you.
Last one, One Foot in the Grave. It's a TV show in 1990s. September 23rd is the day the Lord shall be upon you. So
9/23 is the day the Lord shall be upon you. Well, that was, I didn't even think we were going to get through that list. So kudos to us for getting through it.
Yeah, I wasn't sure either.
Okay, so.
Actually.
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, so it's interesting because there are a couple things. So September 24th, 2020, a school bus-sized asteroid did zoom past Earth, and NASA did put out a small warning about it, saying, you know, there was like no threat. It was like, you know, millions of miles away, but millions of miles in space is actually kind of close. So that was one of the things that happened. And then there was another comet watch that NASA put out in 2014 around September 24th as well, saying that a possible comet could, you know, affect us. But again, it was like, you know, didn't happen. So almost like, you know, it almost seems like around this time, again, there are some things that kind of happen. And so I don't know if, you know, what do you think, Rob? You were going to get into something before I kind of interrupted.
Okay, so here's what I wanted to explain. I have had a lot of time to think through this. You know, our research a lot of times bleeds into how these people view the occult and numbers and dates and all of these things. And here's something I kind of want to explain because it's paradoxical. If they had control over that date, would they have to say it all the time? No. Because the date to them, I believe, equates the numbers 666. September 22nd, September 23rd, and September 24th are all sixes, whether you're adding or you're multiplying. And then twos always equal lowercase b's to them, which look like a six. Okay.
So wait, what about September 23rd? I'm confused.
Right. So what's two times three?
Oh, six. Okay.
What's two plus four?
Well, that's two plus four. Yes. But what about, okay, then what about the 22nd? Oh, because you're saying it looks like a b?
Twos can be b's, lowercase b's for them. That's why Build Back Better was their thing. It was three sixes. That's why they liked that so much. And a nine, if you flip a nine upside down,
it's a six. Yeah.
Okay, so now you have all three that's of those dates all having numbers that can equal 666, and it's 3 days in a row. And so they're obsessed with this kind of thing. And so what they're doing is they're trying to use these dates because they believe they're powerful to spell. To spell, because they have no control. Like, this is how lame they are. They're like such dorks that they have to actually use these dates to try to get something done because they have no normal means of doing it in the occult.
Well, okay. So one could argue, well, then why don't they just use June 26
Ben, maybe they do. Apparently, these dates are very important to them, maybe because it intersects with the equinox.
It's the equinox. And I think that is what is important with this. You know, June 24th doesn't, you know, and you could probably find references. You know, I didn't track June 24th necessarily or 23rd or any part in June, but you could probably find some references to June in other movies as well. But I think, the equinoxes plays a really important. And I think, like, you know, ultimately, it's like, why? What's the point of this? You know, and again, I don't necessarily think it's to, we're not going to have like an asteroid hitting tomorrow, you know,
but that's
not
exactly my point. Yeah. When this date passes, what was the point? Why were they obsessed with 1999? Turn the three nines upside down. Yeah. What do you get?
666. Yeah. Right. So it's interesting, you know, and I think they're, I think that a lot of things, like they do have to kind of spell things out of what they're doing. And we see it play out in the movies a lot. And it's almost like people are just accepting it. And it's in our psyche. You know, it's like, hey, it's the same thing with marketing, right? You just say some things like even
that's
us.
What I'm saying.
You know?
It's spelling. Yeah. And like, dude, and this is the thing. The edge, like whoever tries to take this video and make fun of it, like seriously, you're trash. Because why would every single one of these movies and these videos use 923? What is the mathematical probability of all of them using those numbers if it didn't mean something to someone? I don't know who in Hollywood like loves that number. I don't even care. The point is like the mathematical probability of all of those videos and movies and TV shows referencing 922, 923, and 924, it's impossible for there to not be something behind that. Wake up. Obviously. Right?
Yeah. Yeah. And I think the ultimate purpose of this is, you know, well, I mean, okay, so for the cabal and the elite forces, they need some kind of extraterrestrial threat, whether it's just a comet or whether it's like actual extraterrestrials or whatever, you know? And I think the main purpose for them to do this is that, I mean, their ultimate goal is to form their one world government, right? That's what they want to do. So it's like, they're trying to do this. They had their plan, Obama, they wanted Hillary. This would then carry things out. It would be a pretty easy switch, but then Trump got in and kind of threw a wrench in their plans. And now it seemed their plans are like, they're like speeding up their plans to get things done faster because, you know, people are waking up to the truth. So I do think that, you know, it's possible one of the cards they might play in the future would be, you know, and it maybe, and it's like a fake alien invasion, or they need some kind of threat anyway. They're trying to do it with wars. I think people are seeing through the wars, and it's like, you know, with the Pentagon coming out now saying that, you know, the UFOs in the sky, some of them are not man-made.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, with the Calvine photo kind of simultaneously coming out at the same time, you know, the big diamond UFO thing, and we're seeing so many UFOs and so many more people talking about it, the media talking about it and everything else. I'm almost kind of thinking that they might be gearing up for something like this. And then it's like, oh my gosh, look, there is a threat. We need to come together as one world people to fight against this threat. Right. And it's like, because individually as nations, it's so hard to make decisions. But if we were like one government with all the nations, then it's like we can get things done a lot faster. Yes. And on the surface, that sounds great, right? That sounds like, yeah, okay. But then it's like, well, wait a minute. Who's leading this? Like the World Economic Forum, Bill Gates, United Nations? Like, wait a minute, you know? And I think that's exactly what we're fighting against. And I think that's their ultimate goal, from my understanding. So
it's a good theory, Ben.
Thank you.
Well, guys,
I think our time's about up, right?
Yeah, it is. We're about to leave Rumble and head over to Rise.tv, and there we'll explore in-depth the psyops that really did happen, which you'll only hear about on our exclusive platform. You've heard about the Las Vegas shooting, 9/11, and the Boston Marathon bombing before, but we have a unique perspective that I promise you need to hear. The media usually denies psyops. The conspiracy theorists say the events themselves never happened, and the rest of us are left wondering, well, what's the truth? Well, that's what Edge of Wonder is here for, to go over everything the lamestream media won't talk about. So join us on Rise.tv for just $9.99 a month and support our work. You'll get to ask us your questions during the live Q&A. And don't forget that your support lets us do these deep dives and bring you the truth that the censors don't want you to hear. And if you're listening to our podcast, remember to leave a 5-star rating and review to help us reach even more people. Now, check out this trailer for our documentary you don't want to miss on the Las Vegas shooting, and then join us on Rise.tv.
Yeah, and before we show that, so we're going to, after we go on Rise TV, we're going to break down the Boston bombing marathon and all the weird stuff that we found and how nothing adds up, and including the different backpacks, and show like what psyops are. So let's play this false flag trailer. And this is one of my favorite documentaries that we did, honestly. One of the best videos that we've ever produced, I think. So show this and see you guys.
Nothing actually makes sense about the 2017 shooting, especially Campos's story. Our findings on this even shocked us at Edge of Wonder, and it showed that all of what we learned is connected.
Here is the real drop of the hammer.
The real kicker here was what Hodge posted at 12:27 a.m. on October 2nd.
This showed how much they messed up on the timeline when they were recounting all these events. And after watching a lot of videos, a lot of this doesn't add up.
How in the world are we not seeing any of this footage? The only reason I can think of is because it would show what actually happened.
But there is still more to all of this.
All right. Welcome, everyone, to